A snapshot of preliminary data from a Milwaukee monitoring site along I-94 showed a drop in daily peaks of pollutants like nitrogen dioxide and carbon monoxide tied to traffic. That's according to Katie Pradel with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That was where we saw the most significant reduction. And honestly, it was pretty temporary. We saw about a 14% decrease from the same periods in previous years.
Power plant and industry emissions did not see any decline during the stay-at-home orders. Wisconsin has seen dramatic reductions in air pollution over the last two decades. The DNR points to state and federal programs that have driven the decline, with cleaner vehicles and energy accounting for the largest reductions. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.